An unsurpassed, penetrating, and perfect Dharma is rarely met with, even in 100,000 million kalpas, having it to see and listen to remember and accept. I vow to taste the truth of the Tathagata's words.
Good morning. Uchiyama said that the real Buddha is nothing but the zazen we practice. Nothing but the zazen we practice. Blanche said to Suzuki Roshi, towards the beginning of her practice, she went to Dosan and she said, "You know, I think I'm getting the hang of this zazen. I think I understand it." And he took his teaching stick, his kotsu, and he hit the tatami. I'm not going to hit my leg. He hit the tatami and he said, "Don't you ever say you do zazen. Zazen does zazen." And obviously it stayed with her because she used to tell that story periodically. And I didn't meet her until probably, I don't know, 15, 20 years after that happened. Zazen does zazen. Bendo Wa Dogen says, according to the unmistakenly handed down tradition, the straightforward Buddha Dharma that has been simply transmitted is supreme among the supreme. From the time you begin practicing with a teacher, the practices of incense burning, bowing, nenbutsu, repentance, and reading sutras are not at all essential. Just sit, dropping off body and mind. He says, simply transmitted, but it's also true that it can't be transmitted. And I can't tell you, I don't have some secret to that I can tell you. You learn it, you see it, you know it, because you sit zazen. When you sit zazen twice a day, you see it more clearly, you see it deeper. You sit zazen for many years, it's in your bones. It's very simple, and it can't really be explained, and it certainly can't be told. I could point at the moon, but you've got to see it. You've got to know it, and it isn't a thinking event. It's simple in the same way that Shikantaza points at simply sitting. I can't tell you that, but you have to do it, right? What is it? Without zazen, or without practice, it's not manifested. And without realization, it's not something. I know I could look it up. It's in the first couple of paragraphs. But without practice, practice is zazen. Practice is shikantaza. Practice is jijuyu sanmai. Mel used to say about zazen, he used to say, like it, don't like it, doesn't matter at all. Just do it. Just do it. And I sometimes say, you know, sit down, get quiet, and pay attention, and then see what happens. There's no point in my telling you what happens. For one thing, who knows, everybody's experience is a little different. And for another, it's very much our practice to let you find it. I think I've told you before, I sat a one-day sitting with the lawyers at Spirit Rock, and it was meant to be basically like a regular Spirit Rock one-day sitting. At any rate, during that day, the Spirit Rock teacher who was leading it said before each block of Zazen, he would say, well, during this period, you're going to experience thus and so. And then the next one, he'd say, and now it's going to expand to this and that, and so on. And I actually had those experiences, just as he said. But they were not mine. You know, they didn't go deep. And it's like when somebody explains something complicated and you actually feel like you're understanding it as long as they're talking. And then as soon as they stop talking, you have not a clue. You could not put it in your own words to save your life. So Zazen has to be the teacher. That effort to sit up straight and pay attention, that has to be the teacher. And he says, looking at the Bendo Wa, so although this Dharma is abundantly inherent in each person, it is not manifested without practice, it is not attained without realization. All right, now then, back to simply transmitted. He says, from the time you begin practicing with a teacher, the practices of incense burning, bowing, calling Buddha's name, Nenbutsu, repentance, the full moon ceremony, the practices of incense burning, bowing, Nenbutsu, repentance, and reading sutras are not at all essential. Just sit, dropping off body and mind. Just sit. And he doesn't mean that one would never do those things. He certainly did them. If you've read his less formal instructions to the staff at Aheiji, not the Tenzo Kyokun, but the one in the essay, I guess, which is in about the senior staff, when he talks about the Tenzo and kitchen practice, there are all kinds of chants and things, that like the chant to the god of the oven, or something. I don't remember. There are lots. And he did these things. And they did it's called the Japanese name for the full moon ceremony is Ryaku Fusatsu. But what he means is that they're not essential. And what he also means, I don't know that he says it explicitly, but that if they don't, I think he does, but at any rate, if they don't grow out of Zazen, they're just play acting or showing off or something. Everything that we do arises from Zazen. He says, just sit, dropping off body and mind. And I think you know that dropping off body and mind is the phrase that, according to the story at any rate, triggered Dogen's enlightenment experience. The story is that his Chinese teacher, Ru Jing, was pacing the Zendo and noticed that one monk who happened to be sitting next to Dogen, one monk was falling asleep. So he took off, Ru Jing took off his slipper and smacked the monk on the shoulder and said, wake up, wake up. Don't waste time. Don't you know that Zazen is dropping off body and mind? And on hearing that phrase, Dogen woke up. And he went and told Ru Jing about it, and Ru Jing acknowledged his understanding. Dropping off body and mind. Dropping off me, I, mine, and you, yours. Zazen does Zazen, just sitting, minding its own business. And its business is just that, sitting. And in the process, the wondrous process, It's wondrous because you can't explain it. You can only do it. And my job, the teacher's job, is to encourage you and smack you on the shoulder if you fall asleep. Actually, we don't do any smacking here, but maybe a virtual dope slap. This is a dope slap, according to Click and Clack, the Tappet brothers. She hits her head. My job is to encourage you. My job is to sit zazen and say, if you'd like to sit, please sit with me. That's it. It is simple. At the same time, it's wondrous. It's vast beyond our understanding. You can't really understand it with your head. You can only have some sense of it with your body. Maybe if Blanche had said that, she wouldn't have gotten the floor smacked. It must have been quite frightening, because she was relatively new and he probably had never done such a thing. But that was her dope slap. Dropping off body and mind is shikantaza. It's just sitting, simply sitting. And the wondrous method, the wondrousness is there, vast as, we can't imagine how vast. I started to say vast as the sky, vaster than the sky. Because when you sit, we all sit. All sits, rather. Maybe because we don't want to forget those pebbles. At one point in his commentary, Uchiyama says, it can't be transmitted, but it is transmitted. And that's what makes it wondrous. It's magic. It doesn't feel like magic when you're sitting there and your back aches after 2.5 days of sesshin. Doesn't feel very magical then. Doesn't matter. Slowly, usually, maybe always slowly. There are people that believe that you get enlightened just boom, all of a sudden. I don't know of anybody. But, you know, it seeps into your bones. And your understanding grows. And as I say sometimes, you know, something happens, and after it happens, maybe you know, just a moment after, but after it happens, you kind of look back and say, oh, that's a fruit of practice. So just remember, zazen does, you don't sit zazen. Zazen sits zazen. And you can understand that because you do sit it, zazen, and you have all of the people online and in this room have sat zazen for many years. So just keep on. I think I've told you, you know, I've been doing it now, let's see, 88 to 23, that's 35, it'll be 35 years this coming March. And it feels like nothing. And I remember my friend Maylee. Years ago, I asked her how long she'd been practicing, and she said, oh, about 20 years. I thought that was so long. Doesn't matter, just sits zazen. So it can't be transmitted with any of the normal ways you might think of transmitting something. I can teach you how to sew a roksu. I can work with you about the meaning of it. But you have to sew it, and in that sewing, you come to understand it. It's wondrous dharma. That's what I wanted to say. Does anybody have any comments or questions or thoughts or anything? Kate?
Yes, when you were reading the part about all of those other things are not nest nembutsu and ceremony and the list goes on. It made me think about, I wondered why when I watched the movie about Dogen, what really struck me, I mean, there were a few things, but what really struck me, and I thought they captured well in the movie, was his presence. And so I was very struck by how, and I don't think that precise is the word, but how embodied his movements were. And I think that comes from Zazen, so that it moves into your body, and hopefully as you get off the cushion and into your day, into everything else. So those ceremonies that we do and the beauty of the forms are an expression of Jijuyu Zemai, I think. Anyway, that's my thought. So they're not necessary, but the word that comes to my mind is reverence, a sort of attitude towards objects, and not just natural objects, but forks and spoons and walls and tiles and cars. That's a little trickier for me, but it's seems most natural for me to vibe with the trees rather than a car. But I think Zazen includes everything.
I think so too. Yeah, include, as long as you include yourself.
Last, usually.
That's, well, work on that.
Okay.
Anybody else? Steve and then Liam.
The last thing you said in the talk resonated with me about you can show a person how to sew a rakusu and work with them, but can't do it for them. That's a deep reflection of Zazen to me. My own experience was that I knew it would be hard, but it was hard in different ways than I expected. There was some emotional turmoil that happened in my life while I was sewing it, and I thought I wasn't getting anything out of it at one point. And I found that when I actually began to wear it, I had expected it somehow to be heavy. And it's very light, just like the veil seems so heavy. Yeah, it seems like that's Zazen. It's very hard at the time. But there's something light about it.
That's true, and it isn't always hard.
Mm-hmm.
Leon?
Something that Kate said, which kind of ties in, you know, with sewing a rakusu or any of the ceremonies that you pointed out in the movie. It's not the what we do, it's that how we do it, that embodying what we're doing, that seems so significant in that way. And I noted one of Uchiyama's comments saying, you cannot fail or succeed in practicing Zazen, which is, what? But I really like that, and it seems so true.
Yeah. That's a more poetic way of saying what Mel said, right?
Yeah.
Like it, don't like it, doesn't matter.
I like Mel's also, though. Right. I think you once said that Huitzu would say, like, how to do, how to do, how to do.
I said that.
Oh, you said that. Why did I think Huitzu said that? I'm always getting.
Oh, no, Huitzu said it, but I told you about it.
Yeah, right.
Because he said it at a lecture at Tassajara. That was the whole lecture, was how to do, how to do, how to do. Yes. It's all right. You could conflate me with Mel anytime. Zach?
I wonder what Dogen would say about sitting by yourself versus sitting with the Sangha.
Well, he certainly thought Sangha was important, and he sat with the Sangha. You know, and there's a lot of, there's language in another part of the Bindowa, just after what I was reading about, where he talks about how one person sitting Zazen is sitting for all people. And he's talking about that in a cosmic sense, but, or and. He's also talking about it as a, it's helpful. So I would understand that to mean that it's helpful to sit with other people. It certainly helps me to sit with other people. And you know that. I mean, we all have experienced that. So I'm sure that he thought that was a good idea. But I'm also sure that he would tell you that if you can't sit with the ones you love, love your own seat. Anything else?
Beings are numberless.
I vow to save them. Delusions are inexhaustible. I vow to end them. Dharma gates are bodies.
I vow to enter them.
Buddha's way is unsurpassable. I vow to become it. Beings are numberless. I vow to save them. Dharma gates are boundless. I vow to enter them. Buddha's way is unsurpassable. I vow to become it. Beings are numberless. I vow to save them. Delusions are inexhaustible. I vow to end them. Dharma gates are boundless. I vow to enter them. Buddha's way is unsurpassable. I vow to become it.